Welcome to the Sports Report for Wednesday, June 4th. I'm Mark Daniels. Second week of the Packers organized team activities taking place on Ray Nitschke Field on Tuesday. Head coach Mike McCarthy said it was nice to see some of the players who were injured last season back out on the field.
We have a lot of guys back. I have a lot of guys that, you know, personally feel like they have something to prove. I really like what I've seen so far, but it's great to have those guys back. And a healthy football team is a good football team. History will show that, too.
One of those players is right tackle Brian Bulaga. McCarthy says he is still on recovery road.
You know, this is a process, and he's making progress. You know, the CBA practices, are a little different than the ones that, you know, you'll need to have to move forward. Obviously, offensive linemen need to do the heavy lifting, and that won't be done until training camp, so that'll be another hurdle to get through for all of our guys.
Another one of those guys is Casey Hayward, who missed all of last season with a nasty hamstring injury. How good does it feel to be running free?
Oh, man, it feels good. I haven't been able to run in a while. So just getting back, coming back from OTAs, I was like, if I can just get out there and be 90%, I'll be happy. And so if I can get out there and be 90%, which I'm feeling great out there right now, and if I can get to training camp and be 100%, I'll be fine. I'll be ready to go.
Milwaukee Brewers played game two of their home-and-home four-game series with the Minnesota Twins at Miller Park, and the Twins get a 6-4 victory. Josh Willingham hits a three-run home run. Brian Dozier added a two-run shot. Both came against Giovanni Gallardo, who gave up all six runs in just five innings of work. His record drops to 3-4. Gallardo said it just wasn't his night.
You know, I think I was, since the first inning, I was just battling with my mechanics. You know, it was the more frustrating thing is, I think it's the total opposite from the bullpen. I warmed up before the game and everything was there, and then go out there and, you know, just get out of it.
Ryan Braun had a couple of RBIs for the Brewers. Martin Maldonado, Lyle Overbay also knocked in a run. Brewers threatened several times but hit into three double plays. Tried to rally again in the ninth inning, but manager Ron Gardenhire's Twins were able to hang on tight.
A win's a win here. This is a tough team over there. You see all those hitters coming up, and you knew it was going to end up at the top of the order in the ninth inning. You just knew it was going to happen, and it did, and we fortunately made enough pitches to get through it.
The game was delayed by several minutes in the eighth inning when a fan fell out of the stands and tumbled into the Brewers' left field bullpen. Fan had to be removed from Miller Park on a stretcher, but he was conscious and alert. Milwaukee now 35-24 on the season, still lead the NL Central by five games as they change venues. Two more with the Twins at Target Field, beginning on Wednesday night with Marco Estrada facing Ricky Nolasco. Cardinals fell to the Kansas City Royals by a score of 8-7. Eric Hosmer with the go-ahead RBI single in the top of the ninth at Busch Stadium. Elsewhere in the division, Cubs shaded the Mets 2-1. Nate Sheerholtz with a walk-off RBI single. Reds have won four in a row. They beat San Francisco 8-3. And Pittsburgh beat San Diego 4-1. Josh Harrison and Pedro Alvarez each with a two-run home run. Nationals behind Jordan Zimmermann shut out the Phillies 7-0. Zimmermann worked eight innings, scattered five hits. And the Diamondbacks beat the Rockies 4-2, scoring three of those runs in the fourth inning. In the American League, Cleveland beat Boston 5-3. Oakland over the Yankees 5-2 in 10. Brandon Moss hit two home runs, including the go-ahead shot in the 10th. Toronto over Detroit 5-3. Orioles get a three-run bomb from Nelson Cruz in beating Texas 8-3. Astros beat the Angels 7-2. Seattle gets by Atlanta in interleague play 7-5. Marlins over the Rays 1-0. Henderson Alvarez a complete game 8 hitter. The Rays have lost 8 in a row. And it was the White Sox over the Dodgers by a score of 4-1. Midwest League took the day off on Tuesday. Wisconsin Timber Rattlers back in action hosting Cedar Rapids at Fox City Stadium Wednesday night. Green Bay Bullfrogs in the Northwoods League scored three runs in the eighth to beat Duluth 6-3. Matt Beatty with a two-run double. The Frogs 5-3, just a game out of first. Back home hosting Kalamazoo at Joanne Stadium at 7:05 on Wednesday nights. Elsewhere in sports, the National Hockey League Stanley Cup Finals open on Wednesday night with the Los Angeles Kings hosting the New York Rangers at the Staples Center. The NBA Finals will start on Thursday night. The San Antonio Spurs trying to deny a three-peat for the Miami Heat. College basketball, Tony Bennett, former Green Bay Phoenix and Preble High School star, signing a new 7-year contract with the University of Virginia. Bennett was the ACC Coach of the Year, leading the Cavaliers to 30 wins last season. And at the French Open Tennis Championships, Novak Djokovic and Maria Sharapova, with wins, advanced to the semifinals. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.